The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Hey, we got you back. The radio show that takes control of your genes to tell you how to do that to just feel great, look good. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Thanks for listening today. 877-711-5211 on the telephone. udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs at gmail.com for your email questions for Dr. Mike. Or guests in this hour, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, Dr. Arthur Perry at 35 minutes after the hour. By the way, Dr. Arthur Perry, straight talk from the docs at 35 after. What are the topics today?
Well, we're going to talk about three topics. One is about how smoking ages your appearance. A twin study in Twinsburg, Ohio, showed just how much. It's big time. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's much faster than you can imagine. The second is a story about the woman in Florida who is injecting a tire repair silicone to improve the butt look, if you will, the buttocks look of some women who were paying her to do it. And she's going to jail as she harmed a lot of these women. I mean, the silicone you buy to fix your tire is not the same silicone you would get. And the third one is a life sentence for a doc in Las Vegas who transmitted hepatitis C from one patient to another. And we'll talk about that. And we may even go over more on that one subject that you love or that you think is so good, because Arthur Perry is one of the experts on this because he did the work for the New Jersey Medical Board on it, relating to surgeons bidding to do surgery on patients.
Yeah, to do something about healthcare costs. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, 20 minutes after the hour, it's a year since Hurricane Sandy, still causing some health effects, among some other things he'll talk about. And a big win for people who spend their time petitioning mega corporations to make unhealthy foods mildly healthier. Kraft Foods said they will begin removing dyes from their famously bright yellow macaroni and cheese. They will replace the dye with spices like paprika. Well,
that's pretty good. Paprika's a good spice. Healthy.
But
they have a lot of dyes in them still. They aren't taking all the dyes out.
Well, and the noodles are still refined noodles, refined grains.
They're only removing yellow 5 and yellow 6 from the SpongeBob SquarePants Halloween. I'm serious. SpongeBob SquarePants Halloween and Winter Shapes mac and cheese.
So they're replacing
the dye in SpongeBob with paprika. So instead of looking like yellow noodles, the new mac and cheese will look like SpongeBob SquarePants drowning in blah, speckled with red powder.
Joe, I sent you a question that came in on the question line. I don't know if you got it, but it says, I have chronic back pain. I've been taking Vicodin for about a year. Why are they changing the rules about how it is prescribed and how often I have to see the doctor? And Henry in Evanston, Illinois, listens to us on, I think, WGN or one of the radio stations. I think it's WGN in Chicago, wrote. So, Henry, let us explain. Vicodin is a combination of the powerful opioid hydroxycodone and acetaminophen. It's being reclassified as possibly highly addictive and prone to abuse and will be Schedule 2 rather than its current schedule, which is 3. The original thing is it didn't have, wasn't thought to have any place near the addiction potential it now is known to have. And because there are a current rash of abuse of prescription drugs, it made it important to change it so that the accidental deaths go are much higher than we expected. So instead of allowing your doc to call the pharmacy to give you a new prescription every 6 months, you'll have to see your doc every 3 months to get a new prescription. For people who have legitimate health issues like Henry apparently does, this will make little difference. it will make a difference and decrease the abuse rate, which is why the Drug Enforcement Administration has reclassified it.
What's the other email? I didn't go to my email. I forgot to go to my email.
The other one is someone who wants to know whether they should sign an organ donation card. They're ambivalent. And that's Katrina, who is in Springfield, Colorado. And I don't remember, I don't know which of our stations in Colorado she's listening to.
We have two, I think.
Or if she's listening to Radio MD. But organ donation happens about 13,000 times a year, about half from cadavers and about half from live donors. They accounted for, if you will, 23,000 organ transplants, but there's a waiting list of 120,000 people just for kidney, heart, liver. So in about 6,000 people will die waiting for a transplant. So what we need is obviously to increase the transplant rate. And that's one of the great things about signing an organ donation card. They will facilitate this. Obviously, we even need more live donors. That's the best kind for liver and kidney. But eventually, we hope organ regeneration will be what's used. But right now, this living-related transplants or living transplants or even organ donation, as you're planning, should hopefully fill a need. Obviously, you can even sign this. Facebook had a campaign to get more people to sign, and in fact doubled the number of people signing up for organ donation. And fortunately, not enough of those people are dying so that we don't have that kicking in yet, but that's a great way of encouraging you and your friends to all sign up, use that Facebook donation process. And so this is Katrina in Springfield, Colorado, thank you for asking that question.
Yep, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. What big city has raised the smoking age to what age? Who was that?
Well, this is Bridget's favorite one, I think. She's smiling so big I can't.
I smile at all of them. I like all of the stories. But this one was good. It's New York City that signed, or that Bloomberg is supposed to sign, they passed the bill to raise the smoking age to 21 now.
So there are some cities that are smoking, if you will, some states, and if you look at them, a lot of them are in the South, have very high smoking rates and have increased the smoking rates, and that will increase their taxes. So people in the Northeast are worried about losing all their business to the southern states, which are non-unionized. Well, you're going to get it back because the smoking rates are high enough in those southern states that their taxes will increase, and that those taxes that will increase aren't on cigarettes but are on income taxes to pay for the increased illness and disability of smokers in those states. So the Northeast will come back, and I guess this is one of Bloomberg's ways of increasing competitiveness for New York City.
What's the smoking rate now? Is there a percentage of people? Do they have a number on that? How many people smoke, percentage-wise, in this
overall,
country?
In the United States as a whole, it's about 19.3%. In some of these southern states, it's as high as 35%. So there's a very nice map of it. And do you know what the website is for that map that you sent me? Bridget?
Which one?
There was a beautiful map on addiction to cigarettes. In any case, we'll get it for you, and I'll tell you about it next week.
19% nationwide. It's not 0%, but it's not bad. I mean, you know.
Well, it's much better than it was when it was 50% in 1970.
Yeah, it's going down. I think it will continue to go down, too. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. What's toxic and what's not? Dr. Gary Ginsberg is coming up after the break. We're a year out from Hurricane Sandy. It's still causing some health effects. And vinyl floors and asthma in children. What is the connection? And common household pesticides causing some problems in kids, too. Dr. G, after the break, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.